Here we'll do some practice with those very common verbs, haben, to have, and sein, to be. Let's start with haben. I've got some simple sentences here with some vocabulary that you have seen before and a couple new ones too, so we'll go through it together. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to insert the conjugated verb haben. You know, conjugate it for each of the subjects in each sentence. Write them out. Do them verbally. Make flashcards, whatever works for you. After you've done that, come on back, and then we'll go through them orally together. So we'll start with Ich habe eine Katze, H-A-B-E. It ends in an E. Most verbs that belong to the subject ich have an E on the end of them. Not all of them, but the great majority. And eine Katze is a cat. Cat in German is a feminine noun. Eine Katze. Therefore, eine, A, ends in E. Notice, too, that Katze is capitalized. All nouns are capitalized in German. Next one. Wir haben Jobs. We have jobs. Haben is H-A-B-E-N. Jobs are capitalized because they are a noun. Du hast eine Freundin. Hast, H-A-S-T. You have a friend. And we know it's a female friend because it ends in I-N. Another indicator of the female friend is eine. When we say a friend, eine ends in E. That's a show that it is a feminine noun following the article. Hat eine Visitenkarte. Hat, H-A-T. He has a business card. Business card, Visitenkarte, is also a feminine noun in German. So that's why eine ends in E. That indicates feminine. Sie haben die Adresse. Haben, H-A-B-E-N. You, and again, that's that formal you that you use in the business setting, you have the address. And adresse is a feminine noun, and that's noted also by the definite article, the, die. That's the feminine form of the. Ihr habt die Telefonnummer. H-A-B-T, habt. Y'all have the telephone number. You, meaning more than one. And let me explain this one more time for you because I want to make sure it's clear. If you're talking to one of your kids, Johnny, and you say, Johnny, you go clean your room. You're talking to one kid, Johnny. If you've got Johnny and Sally, and you say, I want you guys to go clean your rooms. You guys, y'all, the both of you. That's two you's. That's where you would use ihr in German. Ihr meaning you, but more than one you. Ihr habt die Telefonnummer. Telefonnummer, telephone number, is a feminine noun in German. Therefore, the article die, meaning the, but it's the feminine form, die. Sie haben die E-Mail-Adresse. In this case, sie means they. An E-Mail-Adresse, again, is a feminine noun, and it has the article die, meaning the. D signifies that the noun is feminine. And then we're back to the cat here. Sie hat eine Katze. She has a cat, with cat once more being a feminine noun. Hat being spelled H-A-T. Notice that and sie, he and she, it's both the same conjugation, hat. Also, the formal you and they, both of those Z's, also have the same conjugation, haben. The next verb we're going to look at is sein, which means to be. Ich bin eine Managerin. I am a manager. Bin, spelled B-I-N, And we know that managerin is a feminine noun because it ends in IN. That's a dead giveaway. And the article in front of it, a manager, is eine, ending in E, and that signifies that it's a feminine noun. Wir sind aus Deutschland. We are from Germany. Sind, S-I-N-D. Du bist im Café. You are in the cafe. Bist, spelled B-I-S-T. Ist in Asien. Ist, I-S-T. He is in Asia. Sie sind im Büro. You are in the office. Ihr seid in Deutschland. S-E-I-D. Ihr seid in Deutschland. Y'all are in Germany. Sie sind aus Frankreich. They are from France. And sie sind, sie, excuse me, sie ist eine Praktikantin. She is an intern. And we know it's a female intern because it ends in I-N. And once again, the article A, intern, the eine, Praktikantin, ends in an E. That is also another indicator that it is feminine.